So the Pharisees in the gospel today are condemning the apostles for picking the heads of the wheat and eating them because they were hungry, present with Jesus. And Jesus counsels them to meditate on the words, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," a teaching of the Old Testament. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Our Lord is stressing mercy, and the Pharisees are stressing the legal observance and the external practices of other men and judging them unfavorably. And the two things to consider here are how we judge other people and what we think of ourselves. The Pharisees thought highly of themselves and looked harshly down on others. We need to flip it around to be true Christians and to follow the teachings of Jesus. We need to judge others favorably and consider ourselves the least. Consider others better than ourselves. Those two things we have to establish firmly in our heart, in our mind, in our Christian practice if we want the favor of the Lord upon us. We have to look with mercy upon our neighbor, judge favorably them, excuse their behavior if they're doing things wrong if we can, or understand that they can have reasons that we don't know. We can't read other people's minds. So always looking favorably others, and if we can't excuse their behavior, then we pray for them. We consider that we perhaps would do the worse if we were in their situation. We need to lavish mercy upon our neighbor, and consider that if we are centered on mercy and that kind of charity, God is going to show that to us. We have a judgment to face one day. And that's going to be a dreadful thing unless we have been full of mercy to our neighbor. That's something we should really have penetrate deeply into our heart and mind. We have a judgment coming upon us. And if we are merciful to our neighbor, God will show that to us. And that'll be a great comfort to us throughout our life. If we are always showing mercy to our neighbor, always praying for others, always thinking kindly of others, always thinking on the favorable side of others, and very helpful to in that that line of thinking, very helpful to consider ourselves the least, that we would do worse perhaps if we were in their situation. Those two twin thoughts need to be together. And this is really shown in the vision that Brother Leo, one of the first followers of St. Francis, had when he had a vision of our Lord a group of friars who were walking, processing through some field, and they were all full of glory, but there was one who shone with greater glory, and this Brother Leo asked who he was and why he was more bright than the others, and our Lord said, because he always judged favorably others and considered himself all others better than him. Those two things we need to practice and learn in our behavior, to always think well of others and ourselves as the least.
Christus.